that we were keen on Adam Shaheen and Ladarius Green. Let's travel back in time and unravel the schemes. Checking out our teams, this is Podly Dreams. JT103, maybe you would see me trading back in Superflex to snag a QB. Got hindsight now to unravel the past. Back to the future because the value moves fast. You could go back to 2015, tell yourself that Mariota's not at all what he seems. Or maybe a couple years ago that Josh Allen punchline really can throw. In the here and now, we'll make the world all right. Help you in the future with the past insight. In the time machine, from here you'll see everything it takes to build a dynasty. T to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A to the C, H, I, N, E. T to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A to the C, H, I, N, E.
They're up to 88 miles per hour, and they're ready to go back in time to look at trades so you don't have to. Here are the hosts of the Dynasty Time Machine, Bob Gilchrist and John Bosch.
Welcome in to the Dynasty Time Machine. I'm Bob Gilchrist. With me, as always, John Bosch. Hey, John, have you seen any dips on the Kyle Pitts value recently?
I'm waiting. I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for that time when I can, you know, you can always get a tight end cheaper later.
Right.
I'm still waiting. It's coming. It's coming. I was told it's coming. It's interesting. It's almost like it's not going to happen. I don't know. Maybe it will. He could literally, I don't want to say what could happen, but let's say he wouldn't have another statistic the remainder of the season. He has shown what he is. Like, there's no way around it, folks. If you faded him, good job. Now get ready to pay up if you want him.
You're not getting him unless you're moving Mahomes.
No.
And Mahomes is movable right now.
Mahomes is movable.
All right, so let's get into it today.
Running back.
This 24-year-old running back on September 8th was traded along with Christian Kirk for Sam Darnold and Jared Cook.
So this is Superflex, I assume, right?
Yep.
If we're mentioning quarterback.
Yep.
24-year-old running back? You know I like gross quarterbacks, but even like Darnold, I wasn't super on him. Before the season, I know I did add him some places, but it was only because he was really cheap. I'm trying to think who a 24-year-old running back could have been. And Kirk. I mean, Kirk, that's fine, whatever. Kirk and you said it was Jared Cook or
Jared
Cook?
Jared Cook.
Jared Cook.
Yeah,
Jared Cook.
Insignificant.
So, I mean, yeah, those two players kind of don't really matter to me. So basically you're flipping a 24-year-old running back for a young quarterback.
In Superflex.
In Superflex, I would probably side with the quarterback back then. Now, well, probably a different story. We'll see who the running back is, but I'll take the Darnold side for now, and then I'll come back later and regret it, as many people are that traded for Sam Darnold.
On September 20th, this 24-year-old running back, along with Tony Jones, who was a thing for a day or two, was traded for Rashad Bateman and a 2023 third round pick. Another.
Okay,
so Tony and the third are out.
Yep,
so it's Rashad Bateman for Darrell Henderson.
Yeah. Oh, you already gave us the running back. Alrighty, that works. well done.
There we go.
We're gonna get through this one real fast this morning then. So honestly, now that you gave me the I would have chosen Bateman straight up, because I would take Bateman over most running backs. Just because, you know, I like Rashad Bateman. And if the running back wasn't pulling really great value, I would have figured the running back was somewhere late first, early second. And I'd rather have the wide receiver and Bateman in that. In that area. Knowing it's Darrell Henderson, like, he's been good. He's been fine. I am still not one that's on the Darrell Henderson boat. Like, I get it. A lot of people think like, oh, now this is the year that he's going to take over that backfield. This is the year that people, that the team's actually going to believe in him. I mean, like, we've seen this before, right? So if they actually truly backed him, I kind of don't think they'd have drafted Cam Akers. I think Darrell Henderson is a one-year rental. He's great for this year. And, you know, if you need that running back production, he's a great one to go target. I would much rather have Rashad Bateman. What else you got? Let's rip through a couple.
Yeah, just, I mean, I brought him up because, you know, we had a couple of discussions this week about him. So on October 12th, Darrell Henderson, along with Chris Godwin and George Kittle, were traded for DeAndre Swift, Marvin Jones, and Darren Waller.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're getting a much better running back. I actually like Waller more than I like Kittle, despite the fact that both have been a little disappointing lately. And then obviously Godwin's better than Jones, but overall I would take Swift out of this deal. I like Waller enough that he's more than Kittle. I can give up Godwin. I want Swift. I want Swift on my teams. He's the running back that is, I think his arrow is going up and he's already pretty valuable. And I don't think he's just a rental, so easily I'll take the Swift side there.
On October 23rd, Darrell Henderson was, along with Marquise Brown and Terry McLaurin, were traded for De'Ami Brown, Jaylen Waddle, and Kyle Pitts.
Oh, damn it. Oh, man. I think Marquise Brown and Jaylen Waddle are pretty even in value to me. De'Ami Brown's kind of a not really all that much to me. You know, I like him. He's one of my most rostered players because I got him in, I don't know, late seconds, early thirds. I don't know if he'll pan out, so I don't really have a lot of value to him. I'm probably going to take the Pitt side. You know I'm a sucker. As much as I like Terry McLaurin, and I do, and he's rising faster for me than I would have thought he would, but I'm just not sold on Darrell Henderson. So would I give up Terry McLaurin in a late first, early second, which is I think what I think is a fair value for Henderson, for Pitts? Hell yeah, I would. I want Pitts above everything. So yeah, I'll take the Pitts side. I can understand the arguments against it because you're improving your wide receiver here. And some people, maybe they're really in on Marquise Brown. I do like him enough, but like not enough to give up Pitts. And I think Waddle can surpass Marquise Brown pretty easily if he hasn't already.
And then the last one I had was Darrell Henderson straight up for a 2022 second round pick. Which is,
yeah, I mean, I'm gonna take Henderson then easily. That's pretty easy for me. I don't value seconds all that much. If it's an early second, like, and I happen to have Henderson on a rebuilder, maybe I would give that up because I'd rather have the pick then probably. But if it's a, you said late,
it's a mid right now.
Mid, yeah. Okay, mid. I mean, at that point, then I'm getting, you know, we're talking the 204 to 207 range. I don't really care all that much, but 201, like I think a fair value for Henderson right now is, you know, 108 to like 202, somewhere in that range. If you've got a pick in there and you're competing, giving that up for Henderson is a move I would make because I would add that running back. So it's, I think that's right in his fair value, but I would take Henderson over a mid pick.
So I ran some polls on Darrell Henderson over the week and the Darrell Henderson or Miles Sanders. People wanted Darrell Henderson 64% over Miles Sanders.
I can see that, especially now with the unknown injury of Miles Sanders.
Then you had another close one was Darrell Henderson versus Cam Akers. It was 44% Darrell Henderson, 56% Cam Akers.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a pretty even 50-50 split since the injury. You know, their value immediately became equal.
And it was also a 50-50 split on a late 2022 first round pick.
Yeah. And that's just, I think that's a split between contending and not contending.
Right.
If you're contending, you want the running back. And if you're not, you want the pick. That's, I mean, those are all real easy to see. He is an interesting one. I think he is one worth targeting if you're contending and you're willing to give up, you know, a pick for him. If he's on a non-contending team, they're going to want to get rid of him. He's, I can't imagine a lot of people think he is the future for a team that has already repeatedly said he's not their future. Like, teams tell us. They tell us what they want.
I tried to send a second to our friend Ryan McDowell, and he shot it down pretty quickly. It's going to take a first to get him, even though Ryan is non-contending in that league.
Yeah, he probably just wants to be able to get a first form from somebody else.
Most likely.
Wide receiver.
This 28-year-old wide receiver was traded on September 4th for Deebo Samuel.
Okay. So obviously I have no idea who it is. Deebo
is 25. You
know, obviously, yeah. He's younger. I probably would side with the age reset. Although honestly, when was this?
September 4th. Yep.
Yeah, actually in September 4th I probably would have been less on Deebo because at that point it still looked like Ayuk was, you know, an important guy in San Francisco. Now we all know he's obviously not, so Deebo has risen up a little bit. There's a lot of 28-year-old receivers I would probably take above Deebo. This feels like a coin flip, you know. Not a big fan of one for one at the same position.
All right, so,
let's see what else we got.
There's another trade just before the season where this wide receiver was traded for David Montgomery.
Yeah, I hate giving up wide receivers for running backs.
But this is getting into the scoring season.
It is. It's still hard for me to do. Jeez. I mean, I'm guessing the value, just kind of comparing value, is, you know, late first, kind of in the Darrell Henderson value we just talked about. Late first, early second. That's kind of what David Montgomery was. The 28-year-old receivers in that range, what was that, like Thielen?
No, Thielen's 31.
Thielen's 31? Jeez.
Or 30.
So 28-year-old receivers. Is Robinson, is Allen Robinson 28? Could we be in that range? We're probably somewhere in that range. God, I mean, they're... That's pretty even trade. I'll stick with the receiver at this point just because I like receivers better. Until I know who it is, then I'm going to be disappointed.
On October 1st, this wide receiver, along with DeAndre Swift, was traded for Damian Harris and Christian McCaffrey.
Damn. Well, I've already expressed how I feel about Swift, so I think Swift, I have kind of been thinking for a while that Swift will be leaping CMC, and I've said for a long time, if I could trade CMC into Swift or Dobbins or, you know, or Jonathan Taylor, I've been wanting to move CMC. I tried in several places. Some places I was successful. So I wanted to break CMC into a part like Swift plus another good piece. Damian Harris isn't nothing, but he's probably not as much as whatever this 28-year-old receiver is. So I'm going to take the Swift side, and I'm going to hope that it's a decent receiver coming along with Swift. And this is not recency bias, I promise you folks. I jump off running back trains a lot faster than a lot of people. So as much as everybody still claims, oh, CMC is going to be the number one dynasty running back next year too, I don't see it. Like, I think people are starting to come around to that. That's how I started viewing it a while ago. Bob can attest that I was pretty quick to move out of CMC in some places. Like, if I could get out of it, I do. That's how I treat running backs. You got to just turn them. As soon as they peak, goodbye.
I have a few that I still can't get rid of.
Swift, I'll probably want in the trade next year. It'll be time to get rid of Swift next year. That's fine. I'll find some other young running back to replace him with.
On October 12th, this wide receiver was traded for Elijah Moore and Robert Woods.
See, there's a part of me that's a little bit of an Elijah Moore truther. If he didn't play for the damn Jets.
That's a big issue.
Oh, God, it's a major issue. He just didn't play for the Jets. I would like him so much more. But he does play for the Jets. So Robert Woods still isn't nothing. I mean, he's obviously aging. He's decreasing in value. A lot of negatives for that side. So I'm going to go ahead and stick with the 28-year-old receiver. Next year at this time, Elijah Moore, I think, is probably going to be the most valuable. So maybe I should, I don't know. That's a tough one because I'm torn between wanting to reset the clock and get Elijah Moore versus giving up a player and getting a Jet.
Yeah, the problem with receivers on the Jets is it takes a quarterback to throw to them.
It takes a team that's good enough to actually have an offense that has a quarterback that then throws to. There's a lot of steps.
I mean, Michael Carter actually had a pretty good day yesterday.
A lot of steps before Jets wide receivers become relevant.
Yes.
Oh, so sad.
All right, on October 20th, this wide receiver was traded for Devonta Smith and Trey Sermon.
Okay, so I'm going to take the Devonta Smith side. He's up there for me. There are very few. Let's see, Terry McLaren's actually a little bit older than expected. He's not 28, though, I don't think.
No, I believe he's 26.
Okay. I know he's a little bit, he came out a little bit older. I'm trying to think who could be in that range. So Devonta, I'm going to take the Devonta Smith side here. Whoever was added to him, I already forgot because it doesn't really matter. I'm going to take Devonta Smith over most 28-year-old wide receivers at this point.
And October 21st, This wide receiver, was traded for Tyler Boyd, Jalen Waddle, Jared Cook, and a 2023 second round pick.
Multiple Jared Cook trades. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the move, huh? 34-year-old tight end is in.
Cross that off of importance. Oh, man. Waddle's pretty close to Devonta Smith for me.
And you get Tyler Boyd, who's.
Yeah, who I like, but he's obviously the.
Third fiddle?
I don't even know if he's third at this point.
Oh, yeah, Uzama might be jumping him.
Yeah, I mean, he might be, plus the running back options. That offense is just very good. If there's an injury, Boyd obviously produces. But I think Boyd will be somewhere else next year, I think. I think his contract's coming up. So, who could this be? I'm really curious who this 28. You're going to have to tell me after this one, because I think we've about gone through everything here.
Yeah, this is the last trade.
Well, that's good. I'll roll the dice, and I'll take the rookie side again. I want the Jalen Waddle side. Who is it, Bob?
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Man, he gets just about every time. I mean, the CMC trade, I got Swift and Kupp. That's a freaking smash now.
Yes, it is.
It was definitely a smash over Debo or over David Montgomery. What was it? It was Debo Samuel straight up for him.
It was Debo Samuel, yeah, straight up for Cooper Kupp.
Oh, that would have been tough for me back then. Yeah. That was before
preseason.
The season. Yeah, I mean that would have been. I probably would have gone Debo then.
Montgomery one.
I might have. I don't know. I don't think so. Because I've always Matt Price put me on the Cooper Kupp a while back. And so I've always had Cooper Kupp on my rosters, and it makes me like him because he scores me a lot of points. He does never have the value that he's deserved. Never will. He never will. Is what it is. I would still take the Devonta Smith side over him. I would actually trade Cooper Kupp for Devonta Smith right now if I'm not competing. I would actually trade Cooper Kupp for Tyler Boyd and Jaylen Waddle as well if I'm not competing. Again, a lot of got to put that in there, because if I'm competing, I'm not getting rid of Cooper Kupp. I'm just going to keep racking up those points. I know that it's a losing value proposition from here on. I don't care. I just want points now at this point in the season. But not competing, I would definitely want Devonta Smith, and I would want Jaylen Waddle over him individually. I am glad that I kept Cooper Kupp over the Elijah Moore side. I think I did. I think I chose it because I didn't want a Jet, and I would still go that way. I like Elijah Moore, but I would rather have Cooper Kupp than a Jet.
Yeah, I mean, he is somebody that could be on a roster that might not be competing. He's probably going to cost you a lot more than what you're willing to pay, but he might be worth it if you're trying to make a run this year for the title.
I would go out and I like acquiring him on contending teams. I would pay I'd probably pay a first and a second for him, you know? Like, I don't even know if that would get it done. He's probably more than a first.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's two firsts, but you might have to give like a young piece plus a first.
Now, if you are contending and you had someone like Devonta Smith,
would
you give him up?
Nope. I don't know. Not yet.
What about Jaylen Waddle?
I don't know. Not yet. Maybe in like 2 or 3 weeks when we're getting really close to that playoff time. Moves like that, I am willing to make down the line. When it comes playoff time, I will do just about whatever it takes to try to make sure that my lineup is the best that it can be. It is a losing proposition. Long term, I don't care. Dynasty becomes redraft once there's winning money. I want to win the league championship. So I do get very aggressive. If the season continues like this, I mean, I would easily make that move down the line. I would give up Devonta Smith. I would give up Jaylen Waddle for him. Probably would have to give up more, honestly. unless he's on a complete non-contending team that is just happy to take that age reset, probably going to have to give up more if Cooper Kupp continues on this tear. I mean, he's having one of the best seasons ever, which could mean he doesn't keep it up. There is a possibility he doesn't keep it up. So, I think Devonta Smith and Jaylen Waddle will score me plenty of points between now and when I really have to make that decision. I'll wait to see where I stand in a few weeks. Check back, and I might get really aggressive about acquiring Kupp right before the playoffs.
Quarterback.
On September 28th, this 23-year-old quarterback,
so not Matt Stafford,
was, along with DJ Chark, was traded for Davante Adams and Marquise Brown.
Ah, 23-year-old quarterback. 23. I'm thinking you're going to be hitting like the Jalen Hurts. Oh man, Adams probably brought back more than a Jalen Hurts. 23. That could be, is Herbert 23? Could be. I'm probably going to side with the quarterback here. As much as I like Adams, I mean, 23-year-old quarterback that's valued somewhere in a similar, I'm pretty much canceling out Brown and Chark. I mean, that's pretty much a cancel out for me. So a quarterback that's going to be valued in the area of Adams and is 23, yeah, I'm probably going to be pretty interested in that quarterback. So I'm going to go with the quarterback for now.
Okay. On October 7th, this quarterback was traded for Saquon Barkley.
Oh. I'm still going with the quarterback. You know, everybody knows how I feel about running backs and quarterbacks. Saquon is a running back. You know, hopefully he comes back healthy this time and stays healthy. I understand it was a freak injury, and it sucks. But man, they are piling up. And as much as he is supposed to be a fast healer, just there's going to be lingering effects, I think, of just these injuries piling up for him. So I don't know if we ever truly get to see what Saquon could have been. I hope we do. I will bank on the quarterback.
Okay. On October 19th, this quarterback, along with AJ Green, was traded for Baker Mayfield and Michael Pittman.
So Pittman is much more than AJ Green. But Baker doesn't really appeal to me all that much. So I'm going to stick with the young quarterback, the 23-year-old quarterback. AJ Green's been doing something.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been somewhat productive this year. I don't think he has any value still. So definitely taking a hit at the wide receiver value. That's okay. I will stick with the 23-year-old quarterback. Is it somebody I've mentioned? Did I get it?
You might have.
Oh man, if it's Herbert, it's huge. If it's Hurts, which it probably is Hurts because he's way more in the news, I'm still a Jalen Hurts fan. He scores me points. I don't think he's worse than 32 other people that will be starting quarterbacks. Like, even if he's not the guy in Philadelphia, because Philadelphia just, I don't understand the thought process behind Philadelphia. Like, if they get rid of him, I think he goes somewhere else and is plenty serviceable for me. I will take fantasy points. I don't care what team he plays on. I'll take fantasy points from him.
I was looking
up. It is Hurts.
Well, I've got a few more trades to go through, but it is Hurts. And I was looking through points per game for fantasy this year. Yeah. And number one is 44-year-old Tom Brady.
Yeah, of course.
And number two...
Like we all knew for dynasty purposes.
And number two is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
The amount of slander of how bad of a quarterback Jalen Hurts is on Twitter is unbelievable. Because he is putting up seriously good fantasy numbers. I don't know why anyone would not want him on their fantasy team.
Because he might not be their quarterback next year. Okay. Then I think he'll be a quarterback somewhere.
I don't even see why he wouldn't be the quarterback next year.
Well, because they do have three like top 10 draft picks coming. Everybody thinks they're going to bring in a rookie.
Which one? None of them are any good.
They're not. Well, I mean, there is some talk that, you know, Matt Corral.
Okay, they don't have the 101.
Not yet, but they could trade three picks to get up there, I bet.
They could.
So it does remain to be seen. And I do understand that he doesn't have the most job security in the NFL. Look around the NFL. there are bad quarterbacks all over the place. You know, all over. There are good quarterbacks that don't like their organizations. two of the best quarterbacks in the league, Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. Let's be honest, they're not super happy with their organizations. There's the whole freaking Deshaun Watson. Great quarterback, not great person apparently. And he's not exactly happy with his organization. Tua, what the hell? Freaking Miami has Tua, who's looking really good. And their owner wants to go get Watson. So I can't imagine his situation feels all that great either. Like, there's a lot of situations that I don't think are set in stone to the point where even if Hurts isn't in Philadelphia, I think he ends up somewhere. And I think he ends up starting. And I don't care if he's good at football. You know my philosophy. Players don't matter. The points that they score actually do matter. Granted, maybe he ends up a Jet. Ugh. And maybe they give up on Zach Wilson. Then I'd be a little nervous. But no, I actually don't think they give up on Zach Wilson that early.
No, I don't.
Poking fun at the Jets. But I do think Hurts is a starter somewhere next year, even if it's not Philadelphia. And if it's Philadelphia, imagine if they actually use, you know, the three draft picks to do something like build an offense in the manner the Bengals built an offense real quickly with some pretty talented players. I think Hurts could excel in something where, you know, he has talent everywhere. And he does have pretty good talent. I mean, he's got Devonta Smith. He's got Dallas Goedert. So they've got some good pass catchers. What if they added another one? What if they, I don't think they should use a top 10 pick on a running back, but they don't seem to like Miles Sanders much. What if they use a second round pick?
No, but Kenny Gainwell has actually been playing pretty
Gainwell
well.
Gainwell has looked good too. Yeah. You're right. You're right. So I will be continuing to look for Hurts. Anytime I see somebody saying they can't stand them, I'm like, all right, you got him on any teams? I'm happy to take him off your hands.
Exactly. So I've got this one here is Jalen Hurts, along with Ezekiel Elliott and Devontae Adams.
Jeez.
Were traded for Trey Lance, Javonte Williams, T. Higgins, and a 2022 first round pick.
Huh. Okay. So
I mean, you've got to reset on that
Hurts
side.
Hurts and Lance are pretty similar to me. I do think Trey Lance, even though he's not actually starting now, that's because of an injury. I think his job is more secure, I guess. So I think Trey Lance gets the edge over Jalen Hurts by a little bit for me. Javonte and Zeke, if we're talking about next year, that's pretty even too. Right now it's Zeke, but I do think Javonte Williams overtakes him, but not by like leaps and bounds. Higgins versus Adams. I like Higgins a lot, you know that. Plus, I get the first. Like, I think the difference between Higgins and Adams is less than a first. If I'm adding the first, I'm probably focusing on next year. I mean, this really does feel like a team that's playing for this year versus next year.
Right.
Because Trey Lance, not going to help a contender right now. Javonte is not going to help as much as Zeke. Higgins is not going to help as much as Adams. Plus, the first is not going to help. So, I mean, this is a pretty fair trade of somebody that's pushing to go for it this year and somebody that's looking at next year. I like it from both sides.
Exactly.
It's a very fair trade. Kudos to whoever completed this trade. If I had the pick just on the value side, I'm going to take the side that has the younger players because I think Lance has the higher upside. I think Javonte has the higher future. I think Higgins and Adams will end up being fairly even going forward after this year. Plus, I get an extra first. I like that.
Right. And that's what it takes to make a good trade like that is have both managers knowing their position and what they're doing. You get somebody stuck in the middle that's not sure whether they're going for it this year or, you know, if they're going to wait till next year, and you can't get any deals done.
I want to know how somebody was competing. I mean, over the last, let's say, couple of years, somebody is presumably added Lance, Javonte, and Higgins to their roster. But those aren't the guys that are helping them. They have other pieces that they're still competing with to the point where they can part with those guys and add Zeke, Adams, and Hurts. It's got to be a darn good-looking team coming up.
Like, absolutely.
They have done a very good job building that team. If they're competing now to the point where Trey Lance, Javonte Williams, and Higgins were
side pieces.
Disposable. Like, sheesh. Good job to you. Good trade. Good trade. That's a good one. Good job.
That is a good one. And here in the last one I had involved CeeDee Lamb because I was trying to get you to make sure.
Because of course it does.
It was CeeDee Lamb, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Gerald Everett for Jalen Hurts, Tyler Boyd, and Zach Ertz.
Boyd, Hurts, and Ertz. What was the CeeDee Lamb side?
Smith-Schuster and Gerald Everett. It's a lot of fantasy points at that top.
Yeah, I mean, what a... It was Hurts, Ertz, and who was on that side?
Hurts, Ertz, and Boyd. I mean, Boyd and Smith-Schuster, they cancel each other out. It's Ertz, Everett. Essentially this it's Hurts for CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, it's essentially Hurts for CeeDee Lamb. I mean, value-wise, I think CeeDee Lamb holds more value.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you can get Fields, or Fields, why am I looking at Fields' name? I think you can get Hurts for like a single first, maybe a first and a second, because people are starting to believe this. He's not going to be their long-term solution, which I've already said I'm fine with. He'll be somebody else's temporary solution at the worst, I think. But Lamb, I think, is obviously more valuable. So I'm going to take the Lamb side. I mean, he's my he's I don't want to call him my wide receiver one because I can't do that anymore. He is in the wide receiver one conversation. Mm-hmm. I think is how I have to refer to CeeDee Lamb.
I know.
It's impossible to deny Ja'Marr Chase and even Justin Jefferson. AJ Brown's looked great. I mean, DK Metcalf, he's going to take a little hit here, I think, without Russell Wilson, but I mean, those five guys, like, good Lord, that's a hell of a tier of wide receivers at the top. So I will take Lamb. He is in the wide receiver one conversation, which is more valuable than somebody that's in the QB, I don't know, a QB2, like a back-end QB2 value-wise. Production-wise, like Bob said, he's way up there. He is scoring points. It's such a weird scenario. And it's all, I mean, John Daigle tweeted out earlier, like, so many of his points come in garbage time. And I get that. And I get that means that maybe they will move on from him. I just don't understand why they would move on so fast from a guy that is good enough. Like, I know everybody wants to think, well, they could, you know, he's not as good as Mahomes or Herbert. Okay. Most of the quarterbacks in the NFL just simply aren't. I mean, it's everybody wants something. Everybody wants to have the best quarterback. There's just not a lot of them to go around. So there's not 32 stud NFL quarterbacks. There's just not. So you have to find one that's good enough. And I think Jalen Hurts fits the bill of good enough.
I agree with that. And there was not much movement this week on the Kyle Pitts front.
not a shock.
I looked, and I came across one trade, and it was Kyle Pitts for Cooper Kupp.
Wow,
that was what a waste. That was a it was a 10-team league. That was the only one I could find.
That makes no sense to me from any standpoint. That's easily Kyle Pitts. And I think the lack of movement after the England game makes 100% sense. And I think we are not going to see any movement after this week's game either, because he has shown exactly what he is now. You're not going to be able to get him. You are not going to be able to get him. You're not going to be, if you want him, you better send an overwhelming offer or you're just going to get laughed at. I mean, anybody that even sends me an offer, it's just going to be like almost an auto reject. It might not even be a reject. It might be one where I just hit delete on the email and leave it sit there until it times out. Because if you weren't serious enough to go after him, May? If you weren't serious enough to go after him back in May, then you're probably not going to offer me anything that I want.
Now, how do you value him in a league where you are not required to start a tight end?
I assume you're still starting, like you have like the wide receiver tight end option, or it's just 0000 starting requirements, and it's like almost full flex. It doesn't matter to me. He is a stud. I mean, what we've seen in the last two games, he will score like a wide receiver one, because I know that, you know, he's a tight end. He's not. He's a wide receiver.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. I mean, we all know the deal, but it's not going to change. He will be a tight end on the Falcons. He will be a tight end on our fantasy rosters. He will be a tight end in the scoring columns. If you don't have to have a tight end, who cares? He's going to score points. Like, that's what matters. And he hasn't even really found the end zone a bunch yet, Bob. Like, what happens when touchdowns start coming? Good Lord. It's absurd. It's absurd.
All right, well, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank everyone for coming in and listening. And we will see you next time on the Dynasty Time Machine.
Checking out our teams, this is Pod Read Dream. JT103, maybe you would see me trading back in Superflex to snag a QB. Got hindsight now to unravel the past. Back to the future because the value moves fast. You could go back to 2015, tell yourself that Mariota's not at all what he seems. Or maybe a couple years ago that Josh Allen punchline really can throw. In the here and now, we'll make the world all right. Help you in the future with the past insight. In the time machine, from here you'll see everything it takes to build a dynasty. T to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A to the C, H, I, N, E. T to the I, to the M, to the E, M, A to the C, H, I, N, E.
They're up to 88 miles per hour, and they're ready to go back in time to look at trades so you don't have to. Here are the hosts of the Dynasty Time Machine, Bob Gilchrist and John Bosch.